It was once said, you'll know them by their fruit, but you'll understand them by their roots. How can we develop spiritual fruit that nourishes not only ourselves, but others?
We all know a way how. 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is the number to call. Your hour of prayer and praise starts now. Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone.
We're happy that you're joining us in prayer for this experience.
We know that you have a prayer request, so call us, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY. And for all of our friends outside the U.S., call 859-777-PRAY.
We'll talk about practical ways to develop spiritual fruit, but first, let's pray. Dear Lord, we are excited about today's topic, and we just ask that your Holy Spirit would not only join us, but inspire us. And I pray for each individual who is listening. May their prayer request be heard, if not by us, certainly by heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. You know, and I just wanted to touch real quick, 877-7-LET'S-PRAY is that number. It takes just a minute or two to get your call set up. So go ahead and call in now. And we are so excited to pray with you and even praise God with you as well.
That's right.
Mario, it's been quite a week for the Cromwell family. But first, I'd like to find out what's going on with the Broussard clan.
Listen, there have been so many trials, but the scripture comes to mind. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them from them all. Not some, all. And so that's my testimony. I've kind of been summing up my week as trial to triumph. And so I'm thanking God for what he's doing. Just about every area of my family's life has been attacked, I believe, by the enemy, from finances to health to literally our house being hit by a car. So
you told me about that. I could not believe. I just feel like, Jesus, this is definitely some sort of attack. It seems like more than basic trials to me. And, you know, I have to say, honestly, I feel like we are truly doing the Lord's work because somebody must be upset. And I'm praising God for this community.
Yeah.
The deal on the house that we spoke about last week did not actually end up going through. There was a little bit of, I would like to say, miscommunication, but I'm not really sure how that happened. But Jesus, I think, is preparing something special for us. And it takes a little bit extra time to prepare, as my husband reminded me today.
Yeah.
So we're walking in faith. I'm following his lead. I was a little pensive to move on from that last offer, but the Lord really indicated to my husband that it was the wise thing to do. And so we are in full faith mode. There's no logical reason sometimes, but we just walking out what the Father has instructed my husband to do. Yeah. And it's not easy, but I feel like there's a correct order after having submitted to my husband's suggestion and just really felt like it was a blessing. So I'm excited.
Wow. I'm excited for you. I know God is going to, you know, he that has begun a good work will be faithful to finish that. And it's not just the plan of salvation in that text, I believe. I believe it's within context of whatever he started in our lives and whatever he's ordained. And so I'm excited for what God's going to do for you
and
your family.
Thank you so much. We love and appreciate you guys' support. You should have seen the video we got last evening. Natasha, Mario's wife, sent us a video of little Declan on his prayer pillow asking the Father for our house to sell. And it was the most beautiful thing. And we had two showings today, folks. So the Lord has definitely bent his ear to your son.
Praise God. Praise God.
You know, we're talking about fruit, fruits of the Spirit, and how to cultivate that. And before there's a fruit, there's definitely a root. And before there's a root, there is soil. And if we were all gardeners, I got to ask, what would we do to prepare for fruit to grow?
Oh, yeah.
And I think it starts in the soil.
It definitely starts in the soil.
There's a lot of amending. I'm sure there are plenty of gardeners and folks that have hobbies of growing plants. You gotta either get the right soil. You've got to take what isn't the right soil and do some stuff to it. You've got to amend it. Maybe some peat moss, maybe even some manure, which does not smell so great.
Right.
And it reminds me of the process that the Father Father does with us. Sometimes it doesn't feel good, and sometimes it does not smell great.
That's right.
But it is necessary to sustain life.
Yeah, we're talking about producing fruit. And that soil piece, my grandmother, I remember specifically, she always had a garden in her backyard. And that soil piece is where she would bring me in to help her till the soil up to get it. And I always remembered that there were weeds in the soil and from the previous year where they had sprouted up, and pulling those roots out of the weeds and then pulling the soil back. I mean, it was a process and she needed help.
That'll preach for sure. I mean, it definitely reminds me of the body. Don't we need each other?
Yes.
Don't we need each other? Not to point out each other's faults necessarily, but to lovingly help to become more fertile soil.
Yes.
We do see some bad roots. And even the word says, see to it that no one falls short of the grace of God, that no bitter root rises up among you and by it the many be defiled.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's so much that the Father says to us about being fertile soil and taking care and making sure that we have good roots.
Yeah. And speaking of that, you know, so I guess the question is, how do we maintain that environment after the soil has been prepared for the seed? How do we maintain that environment of good soil? And that leads me to a demonstration that we have.
Yes, we do.
So we get to do some planting season.
Praise God. And I think this is kind of the almighty gardener, pardon me, is doing behind the scenes sometimes.
Yeah.
He's getting the soil ready and he's, you know, setting the seeds before us. He's got something for us to put the plant in, to grow things in. And you can see this soil, I think it even has a little bit of peat moss in there.
Yeah.
There's a lot of great things in here. Ricardo, thank you so much.
Someone's done the hard work for us. The soil seems prepared. So I guess we're going to go ahead and put some soil in here.
I'll try not to make a mess, Mario.
Oh, I've already done it, Susan. I've already done it. So putting a little in here.
All right. So the soil, it looks like it's pretty well prepared. We've got some seeds in here. This look like maybe citrus seeds.
Yeah, it looks
so
like
we'll get them in there.
I don't know if this is sunflower seeds. These are actually looking like apple seeds.
Huh.
So I'm going to take some of these.
All right, we'll tuck them down in there, cover them up.
Yeah.
Because we know they like to germinate in the dark.
Yeah.
All right.
We don't want the birds to eat them, huh?
No, we don't want anybody to snatch it away. Parable of the sower. We know that there's so many different types of ground.
Mm-hmm.
And we're just praying that the Lord makes us more fertile soil so that maybe the seeds don't get taken or die sitting there out in on hard ground.
That's right. Oh, boy. And you don't want to pour too much water in there.
There's water in there, Mario.
There's a lot. I think I might have done more disservice to it.
What's wonderful about just kind of walking through the exercise, we really realize that this is just the starting place.
Yeah.
This is where the Lord kind of just starts that process, kind of puts the seed in the dark and gets us rolling. And then there's more to come.
Yeah. Yeah. It sparks hope. You know, that there you can barely see the seed, but there is something there and something is going to grow. And so we're hoping that we'll have some great fruit.
Amen. And it is by faith, isn't it?
Yeah.
That we plant those seeds.
Yes. So we actually have, as our plants are growing, we have some prayers to take. So we have Robin calling. Robin in Michigan. Robin, how can we pray or praise with you today?
I would like you to please pray for my mentally disabled son. He's an adult, and he's been in a hospital for 5 weeks.
Mm.
He was released today, and they're trying to find a group home for him because he's unable to come to my home. And as it is, because he hasn't got his income, they haven't been able to find a place for him. And he was on the streets for a while, and he is not able to be on the street. He's very mentally ill, and I'm so worried about him.
Robin, I hear that in your voice, and I'm assuming that this has been a pretty long journey for you. How long has he been in this state?
Off and on his whole life, but he's gotten worse.
Okay.
I mean, his mental illness has gotten worse as he's gotten older.
Okay. Okay. Well, Robin, listen, you have a community of people. I am so encouraged by your courage to call in. And we're certainly going to pray for your son. What is his name?
His name's Eric.
Eric. Okay. Eric. We are going to pray for Eric. Thank you so much for the courage. I hear it in your voice, and I know that God is going to answer this prayer because he hears all of them, and you're his child, and Eric is his child. And so we're going to certainly lift him up today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Robin, for calling.
I just want to encourage her for just a moment.
Yeah, please.
In my struggle with drugs and alcohol, there were, even previous to some of that, and post, especially post, and towards the end, I really struggled with a lot of, I don't know if you could have diagnosed me as mentally ill, but definitely some struggles because of the drugs that they induced hearing things and seeing things, and I was hearing voices, and I'm a little shy to say that out loud, but I need to say that to you because I want you to know from where the Lord brought me from, to glorify his name, but to edify you, to build you up as well, to know he doesn't love me any more than he loves your son. He loves us the same, and he is a mighty God. He reaches into impossible situations and does the impossible. Yeah. And I just want to speak that truth over your child, over you, and over your family in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Know that he can go into any situation. He can take that route of mental illness, whatever is setting your son's mind that direction, whatever spiritually, whatever physically, mentally, emotionally, any of it.
Right.
The Father knows how to set a man straight and how to pick somebody up and put their feet in high places. Hinds feet in high places is what is coming to mind. And so, Robin, just know that you are loved and that we want to lift you up and your son, Eric, as well. And I'm hoping that that was encouraging to you.
And so while soil sets the foundation for plants to grow, the root is where the plant receives its nutrients. So how are we providing a place for our spiritual plant to produce good fruit?
I love that question. You know, I was looking through some things by one of our favorite authors. Her name is Ellen White. And she said this amazing few sentences here. It says, the fruit of the Spirit is not something we achieve by purely human effort. It is possible to produce and display some of the same virtues through the exercise of our willpower, but that's not the same as what the Holy Spirit does in us. What we produce ourselves is like wax fruit. She says that it's just, it doesn't taste as good. The flavor isn't as wonderful. And from a distance, it looks great. But close up, doesn't. Real fruit is not manufactured. It grows out of a relationship. And when the Holy Spirit connects us with Jesus, his characteristics begin to be revealed in our lives.
Powerful and timely quote.
Amen.
I love the emphasis there that it's not something, producing this good fruit is not something that we manufacture on our own.
Yes.
It is entitled this fruit of the Spirit for a reason. And it is by having that Holy Spirit in our lives, allowing him to occupy the space in our hearts that we produce that fruit. And so we don't have to worry about producing it on our own. So,
amen. Yeah. Amen. I just to kind of submit ourselves to the Father and say, Lord, I see this. Either I'm lacking in this fruit, or maybe there's the opposite of that fruit or some bad fruit in that area. Lord, would you please walk me through this process?
Yeah.
I'd like that to be new fruit.
Yeah,
I'd like it to be different.
That's it. Yeah. And just thinking about those environments in which, you know, this fruit is being produced, kind of just transitioning a little bit. And those environments, it has to be the right temperature. It has to be the soil has to be correctly, you know, prepared and everything in order for this fruit to grow. And I guess that's why it's not our job, because we don't know how to produce that fruit or those environments naturally.
But we put that seed in the ground. We're not looking at the actual full-grown fruit.
Yeah.
So how do we know, spiritually speaking, that is? How do we even know what that fruit's going to look like?
Right.
So how do we manhandle the growing process to have that fruit come out the way the Father would have it? I mean, if we're submitted to him, isn't it his fruit that we want in our lives?
Yeah.
And so I really feel like it's all about submitting ourselves to Christ. We do participate with him.
Mm-hmm.
In this growth process,
right.
But it's not by our power.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, Season, I think that there are so many in the world who are turned off to Christianity because it's been packaged as it's wax. So from a distance, it looks like it's real.
Yeah.
But when you get in there and you see that there are individuals, and I'm not being judgmental toward anyone because we all have our faults.
Yes. Us included.
Us included. Yeah. But that you get in there and you see that there are individuals who are acting, who are trying to manufacture that fruit for themselves. And then it doesn't translate. It's distasteful.
It is.
And it doesn't have any nutrients or substance behind it. And so the more we allow the Holy Spirit to occupy our lives and to govern our lives, the more attractive and the more appealing and the more nutritious the fruit is that will come from it. All right.
Well, it's game time, folks.
Yeah.
It is time for one of my favorite parts outside of getting to pray for our community of the program, which is we get to play a game. We call it Let's Play. And the game that we're going to play right now is called Fruit Salad. I love these names so much.
Right.
Fruit Salad. So right here we have 9 cards, and each one represents a fruit of the Spirit. So we're going to take a look at each one of them and see what we come up with.
All
Mario,
right.
Why don't you start, please?
Yeah. All right. So fruit of the Spirit. Kindness. And so kindness is defined as the quality of being friendly, generous, and considerate.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like to be kind. Considerate, I could always use more of that. Always, always. This one is goodness. And goodness and kindness tend to go, they're kind of close together. Mm-hmm. And goodness says having a virtue, moral excellence.
Yeah.
I like that. I like the word excellence.
Yeah. All right. So let's see. Peace. All
yes,
right.
You just
peace.
Prayed about that.
Yeah, that's one I've been praying for a lot. Freedom from disturbance and mental calm.
Oh, wow.
So having that peace, that is really something that we can't manufacture on our own. It truly is a fruit of the Spirit.
Amen. And it's something where even if we're sitting still, it doesn't mean we're feeling peaceful. Our minds could just really be bouncing all over the place.
Yeah.
I know that very well. And the next one is love. So besides love being a choice, it can very much be a deep feeling of affection and fortitude to choose to love somebody.
All right. Yeah. And long-suffering.
Mm.
Wow. Long-suffering. So showing patience in spite of trouble, especially when it's caused by other people.
I'm just going to keep praying for peace, Father, for a long-suffering and patience. Excuse me. The next one is self-control. And in the word self-control is the last one. I'm always thanking the Father that self-control is one of the last ones. I always need more. It's the ability to control oneself, in particular, one's emotions and desires, especially in the midst of difficulties. Mm. That's definitely a fruit of the Spirit.
Wow, we could pause on these so much.
No.
Gentleness. I'm always having to tell my 2-year-old, gentle, gentle, gentle. So gentleness is the quality of being kind, tender, or mild-mannered.
Aww.
So, yeah, gentleness.
Be gentle. I like that. Joy abundant in the name of Jesus. So joy is a feeling of great pleasure or happiness. And I'd say pertaining to the Father, it's something that you can have even when you don't feel
there
like having joy.
Yeah, that's what's special about it.
Amen.
And the last one is faithfulness. So faithfulness is the quality of being faithful or denoting fidelity. So
to be faithful.
To be faithful.
There's so much good stuff going on with the fruit of the Spirit. Let me just gather these together.
Yeah. And you notice, Susan, as you're gathering them, you know, this what's awesome about having the fruit of the Spirit is that by having the Spirit, you have all of these.
Mm-hmm.
And someone says, well, wait a second, I have a bad temper or, you know, I'm not very gentle or I'm not very kind. And I know that. Well, if you're praying for the Holy Spirit to be in your life, to govern your life, you're not going to be without struggle. Some of these come more naturally than others, but you can still demonstrate those and continue to maybe allow the Holy Spirit to hone those areas of growth.
Absolutely. We mentioned it earlier, a little demonstration called fruit inspection. We're going to do it real quick here.
Yeah.
Fruit inspection. I love it. This is kind of cool. We were talking about fruit and what the fruit of the Spirit would look like earlier on with our little card game. We're having a great time. But I got to say, this fruit looks beautiful.
And
are you guys seeing
great.
This? It smells wonderful. The strawberries. What are you smelling?
I think I'm smelling strawberries and certainly... Yeah, There's some
mango here.
Some grapes.
There's some banana. Hang on to those bananas for me, would
that
you?
Peach
some
is
apple.
What
I'm gonna eat that after the program.
Right.
I think there's another one. No,
cool.
There's a peach. There's grapes. There's strawberries. There's a kiwi. Some plums.
Yeah.
Some wonderful things. And then we've got something under the plate here.
Yeah. What's
are you
under
ready?
There? Yeah.
This isn't so pretty.
Not at all.
That's. Yeah, and you can smell that right away.
Yeah.
Yes, although some folks do like a ripe banana. I'm going to just, for sake of conversation, this is the bad fruit, folks. This is the stuff that doesn't look so great and doesn't smell so great either. Yeah. I mean, you can kind of see, look at that comparison.
Man, that's definitely more appealing.
More appealing, for sure. And that's the thing about bad fruit and good fruit. I mean, it's really, you can definitely tell the difference. One is definitely more appealing than the other.
Yeah.
But we all have bad fruit.
We do.
We live in a sin-sickened world. And we ourselves, I mean, what else? We need a savior. So obviously we're struggling with these things as well.
Right, yeah. In prep for all of this, we've read the scripture about the fruit of the Spirit, and we know about the scripture that talks about good trees bearing good fruit and bad trees bearing, bad fruit. But when I saw this season and I thought about our lives and the world that you said we live in.
Right.
There are some individuals who are only exposed to bad fruit.
Oh.
I mean, they grew up in homes in which impatience was practiced, in which the opposite of kindness was practiced and the opposite of patience, and I said that. And so, what would that look like? And I mean, how devastating could that be?
I think that even in those moments, if that's the only thing you have to take in, you're going to take it in, because at that time, it's what you're surviving on. Mm-hmm. There is some nutrient in some of these bad fruits. And it reminds me of the scripture where it talks about when I was a child, I thought like a child. There comes a time in our lives where those things that we did and that grew in our lives because of our environment and that we were not in control of, that we're accountable. Mm-hmm. We reach a place where we're like, okay, Father, I did this stuff to protect myself, but now it's harming me and it's harming the people around me.
Right.
Father, help me to deal with this fruit, Lord.
Right.
And then he'll go from fruit down to the root.
Yeah. And I just want to quickly encourage someone was looking at these two comparisons here and they said, man, this was not my life. This is my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to encourage someone right now by saying, listen, it is not too late. The very fact that you've identified that there is a difference in how you've lived and how you can live, you are not without the reach of hope. And God is willing and able, as soon as you are, to produce good fruit in you. And so please be encouraged during this season.
Amen. And, reach out to us, talk to us. And just right on the tails of what you said, I love this. Our devotion of the day, folks, is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 36 and 37. I'll toss that one on there, too. It says, how foolish. What you sow does not come to life unless it dies. Lord, deal with that bad fruit. Bring it to the cross.
Yeah.
There's no transformation without the cross, right? It's the work. And then 37 says, when you sow, you do not plant the body that will be, but just a seed. We don't know what it's going to look like. Just the seed, perhaps of wheat or maybe of something else. And I love that. And I'd love to hear your thoughts on that. I keep thinking we don't always plant a full grown bush in the ground. The seed has to grow into something.
Yeah.
And it cannot come to life unless it dies.
Yeah.
I die. Daily.
That's it. And there's the hope there, because when I talked about that individual saying, I've only seen bad fruit produced in my life, in my family. Well, the hope is when God's planting that seed, mm-hmm. He's not expecting you to be the tree or to be the full grown fruit, but that he's beginning a process with you and he will finish that process. And so just encouraging from that text there.